What do you think the greatest successes and failures of, or limitations of, the World Heritage Convention are?
To me, the long-term value goes back to the basic principle that was baked in the beginning, that there is something of universal value to all humans and to all of us as beings in an interrelated system. And if there is, then we can discover what it is. And that broad theme seems to me to be what someone 100 years from now would look back at the World Heritage Convention and say, yes, it's represented here. It's represented here. This is a truth that certainly has had very limited impact in the behavior of humans and in the practices of nations. My hope is that it would have more as we go forward. It is not going to without the strong leadership from UNESCO and an international organization that is willing to question the degree to which sovereignty protects the action of individual states.